Welcome to Season 5 of the Twin Flame Truth Podcast. I'm El Hari, number one international best-selling author and Twin Flame in Ascension alchemist, writer, teacher, and coach. A huge benefit and reason for the Twin Flame journey is for your purpose to become clear to you. As such, many of our students feel called to help others with their Twin Flame journeys. It's also not surprising that they develop an entrepreneurial spirit, since professional, financial, and creative growth is directly correlated to spiritual development. This is why we launched our groundbreaking Twin Flame Coaching Certification and Business Academy this year with astounding success. In this academy, we not only train and certify future coaches in our industry-leading, no-fail process and methods, but we also help them establish and grow thriving coaching businesses of their own. I'm beyond excited and grateful for everyone who chooses to devote their livelihood to this endeavor, as it helps me further my own personal mission and purpose to help as many people as possible throughout the world with their twin flame and spiritual ascension journeys. The diversity of our students in this program is enabling us to help people in numerous languages and countries and provide a plethora of choices and coaches for people in different situations, such as, for example, people experiencing a twin flame journey who are autistic or have other special needs. If you feel at all called to help others on their journey, either now or in the future, we would love the opportunity to provide you with the very best training and support in starting and growing a thriving coaching business that not only fulfills your purpose and provides a lucrative lifestyle for yourself, but also guides others through the most important thing they will ever experience throughout any of their lifetimes. If this is of interest to you, please click the link in the show notes and schedule a clarity consultation to find out more about this amazing, life-changing opportunity. The only requirement to be accepted is that you are experiencing a twin flame journey yourself. You can enroll in our Twin Flame Coaching Certification and Business Academy, no matter where you are in your journey and whether or not you are in contact with your twin flame. The tuition for the academy can be tax deductible as a business expense. Please confirm this with your CPA or tax advisor, as I do not dispense tax advice, though. And multiple funding options are available. Partial scholarships may also be available if you're fluent in another language and are willing and able to provide translation services. Please ask your Clarity coach if this is something that interests you to see if you qualify. As with previous seasons, the episodes in Season 5 have been taken from previous recordings of my Twin Flame Truth TV series. Thanks so much for your continued support, and I hope you enjoy and resonate with Season 5. Lots of love. Hey guys, welcome to this edition of Twin Flame Truth TV. I'm El Hari, Twin Flame alchemist, writer, teacher, and coach. And in today's episode, I am going to discuss the Twin Flame journey, the rites of passage that tend to occur for many people, for everyone on this journey. Obviously, the one that happens for everyone is going through the devastation and the feeling of the just soul-searing, soul-shattering heartbreak like you've never felt before, right? I mean, that's pretty much the rite of passage for everyone. That's what is the catalyst to start this journey into ourselves, and that is, you know, the very first thing that, you know, alerts us that, hey, this is something different, right? This is not, you know, this is a soul thing. This isn't just, you know, anything else that we've ever dealt with before. But there are some other common things that are very common. I'm not saying everyone has to experience all of these, but they are common, and I notice them with very many people and with myself. And you know, one of them being, for example, many people on this journey, an exorbitant number of people on this journey, also not only find themselves, you know, in feelings of great heartbreak and confusion, but also in dire financial situations, either as a result of this journey or as, you know, just because they've been there already, right? But being in dire financial straits is a very common thing for people experiencing this journey, I've noticed. Not everyone, but many. Another one. Poor failing health. There's many people, unfortunately, on this journey experiencing very bad health in terms of physical health, in terms of mental, emotional health. Well, I mean, we all kind of do that just from the first rite of passage, but a lot of times that affects the physical health as well.
And those are just like some examples of different things that many people, the majority of people on this journey, seem to be dealing with. One of those two things that everyone dealing with, you know, the heartbreak part. And, you know, what is the point of this journey? The point of this journey is to love ourselves. And what does that mean? It means shifting closer into alignment with who we truly are, because we are love. We are our souls. And so it's recognizing and resonating with our true being, our true soul. And part of that would mean resonating with this. I'm going to borrow this little handy thing from my son. And it's this. I don't know if you can see this. I can't even see what I'm holding up. But this is a quote. It's a Rumi quote, which I love, as you all know. And it says, "Everything you want, you already are." Resonating with this, sorry, I'm getting out of the picture. Resonating with this is key. Because what does that mean? That is love. Your soul is everything that you want. Anything that you want that you could possibly, that the physical world could possibly show to you or bring to you, you already are. You're full, you're whole, you're total, you're complete, you're perfect. And, you know, that's, of course, as a soul, on your soul being, on your soul level. Your soul, you are your soul, and you are perfect. You're whole, total, and complete. You're everything that you want. You don't need to look outside of yourself into the physical world for anything. But then, you know, so that's getting great. And you're like, oh, that's great, you know, but what happens from the soul level, from the 5D or whatever, from the level of the soul to the physical 3D world, how in the physical world, then it seems that I do not have everything that I want, or I am not everything that I want, right? And so what happens from the 5D to the 3D, what is the difference on the energetic level is that fear energy is introduced. Fear energy doesn't exist in the 5D and the level of the soul. In the realm of the soul and spirit and all that, fear does not exist. Fear only exists in the physical 3D world. And what is fear? Fear is the illusion of separation. I'll say it again. Fear is the illusion of separation. Fear is the illusion that you are not whole and total and complete, and that you are separate from things that you desire and want and need. And notice that the key word there is illusion. It's not real. So that energetic insurgence, so to speak, injection, I guess you could put, of fear-based energy that happens in the 3D plane, 3D third dimension plane, causes this illusion of separation. Fear makes you feel like you don't have something. Fear is lack. Fear is scarcity. Your soul is whole, total, complete, love. Love is abundance. It's total. It's whole. It's complete. It's everything, right? And that's truly who you are. And how do we know that you truly are that and not your physical being in the 3D world? Because that your physical being, your physical body right now, this lifetime, this 3D world is temporary, right? Everything in the physical world comes and goes. It dies. But in your soul never dies. Your soul is eternal. Your soul is with you through every lifetime from the beginning of your creation. It is who you are. And it will be for eternity. You are your soul. So that's how we know that the physical world is the one that's not real. It is the illusion. And it also happens to be the place where fear energy exists, the only place. And so where we're all getting tripped up here is by when we look at the 3D outside physical world around us, which is fine, which is perfect. We're human beings. We're in this physical world for a reason. We're meant to see it. We're meant to see the separateness and the fact that things look like they're different and separate from everything else. To see the contrast that provides, because it's through that contrast that we learn. And that's what we're here for. That's why we incarnate into the physical world through every lifetime, is to learn about things eventually in the now, with the start of the twin flame journey and this huge, awakening of more and more people awakening to their twin flame journey, to learn about ourselves, our true selves, our souls. And so, to know yourself is to love yourself. And remember, that is the absolute point of this journey is to love yourself. And so when we're in the physical world and we're looking at these contrasts of things, caused by fear-based energy, which aren't real, they're illusions, but still to see the illusion, to see that contrast we're able to see, you know, what something is. In other words, in order to know what something is, we have to see also what it's not. And I'll give you an example. This pen right here, right? Is this up or down? Well, we don't know. We don't know unless we have something that's up. Like compared to this pen, it's down. But compared to the pen here, it's up, right? If there's nothing to compare it to, it just is. And so our soul, when there's no separateness of, like, say, up and down, then our soul just is. And that's what we are. We just are. Everything just is, and it's perfect. But to learn about what it is, we have to see what it's not, right? There has to be a contrast there. And that's the whole point of us incarnating into the 3D physical world. That's the whole point of the 3D physical world having fear-based energy and this illusion of separation from everything. So what does this mean for you, for the rite of passages on your twin flame journey? Well, first of all, regarding the twin flame, the physical form of your twin flame, obviously, it means that you are not separate. There's a big misconception that, you know, the twin flames are two halves of the same soul or two parts of the same soul. People say, like, you know, this is my other half. No, you're not two halves of anything. You are one energetic field. You cannot break an energetic field. You cannot cut energy in half. That doesn't work, especially soul energy, especially the strongest energy that there is. Soul energy is the strongest energy there is. It's pure love. It's directly from source. So, I mean, it transcends, as we can see, physical boundaries. It transcends space. It transcends time. It transcends dimension. It cannot be separated, broken, torn apart, anything like that. So to say, when you hear people say, or if you think this way, that, you know, your twin flame is the other half of your soul, that's not correct. That's not the truth. The truth is that you are one soul. You are a soul. You are an energetic field, and your physical body and your twin flame's physical body are just two physical things within that same energetic field, right? But you are the energetic field. You are not your physical body. Your twin flame is not their physical body. You are the energetic field. And so you're never separate there. So that's where we can look at it and see that the separateness, that illusion of separateness is not correct. And of course, what we do here when we work with our energy and align closer to our soul and we balance out the fear-based energy and transmute it into love, that illusion of separateness collapses. It goes away. And so then you just know, you resonate. You remember, resonance is remembrance on your soul level of who you truly are. And you remember on the soul level, not in your mind, on the soul level, that you truly are just whole and complete. You're not a half of anything. You are a whole. And so therefore, you don't need or want that physical form of the twin flame body with you anymore, right? You don't need that. You don't feel that you need that there, because that does not complete you. You are already whole and complete. And that's the point of this journey of loving yourself. We're going to twin flame part, rite of passage, right? Which is what we all experience to start this journey. And that's what we really need to resonate with and get to and learn. Now, other rites of passage, for example, financial issues and money issues. Money is also just energy, right? It's called currency for a reason. It flows. It's meant to flow, to come and go in and out of your pocket or your wallet or your hand or your credit account or whatever. It's meant to flow. That's why it's called currency. Currency means to flow, right? 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 It's currency. So it flows. And, you know, that's good and great, but it's energy. And so just like with the energetic field that you are with your twin flame, you cannot break that energy. So you're never separate from the energy money. You're never separate from financial resources or energy. You aren't. You know, any illusion that you are, that you have a lack there, that you don't have money or you don't have financial resources, that's all, again, fear-based energy. That's believing that you lack something there. That is not resonating with the truth of that everything you want, you already are. Because you are your soul is total abundance. When you come from a lack or scarcity mindset or perception, you know you're in fear-based energy and you know it's not real because you know that you are your soul and your soul is full and total and complete. And that includes not only just with your twin flame, it includes regarding money and finances as well. And also health. Okay, so physical health, that's a little bit of a different thing because, you know, you aren't your body, you are your soul. Your soul, though, is always happy. It's blissful. It's joyful. There's no worries, no fear, no stress, right, on your soul. Many physical ailments and diseases, not all of them, I guess, but many of them are associated with stress and with, you know, feeling like you're not happy, you're not whole, you're not total, you're not complete, you're not healthy. But you are. You have all the health, all the abundance in the world because you're your soul. Your soul cannot die. It cannot get sick. It, you know, it cannot, you know, not be perfect. And so, you know, that's the same thing a lot of times with many, many physical health issues that people experience on this journey with my students and with myself. I mean, we've all had to reach these places where we just get, we reach the bottom, the very bottom. Of course, the bottom in terms of the heartbreak and the soul shatteredness, but that's because it has to be leveled. We have to be leveled in order to build up, build ourselves back up, to build ourselves back up with the most perfect, strong, indestructible foundation, which is love, which is knowing ourselves. And that's what this journey gives to us. And also in terms of financial things, I mean, I know I had to reach the brink of bankruptcy when I was getting help during this part of my journey with my teacher, Leora. I went over budget on everything and I maxed out all my credit cards. I refinanced, took cash out of my house like 2 times to pay for this. I mean, I did whatever, I sold whatever I had. But, you know, I had to get to that point. I had to get to that breaking point of, like, you know, being leveled in order to build it back up. And then when you do that, when you build yourself back up, you realize the abundance. You realize the love that you are. You realize that the abundance that you are and that you always were. And same with the health issue. I have so many students who, you know, they've been on the brink of, like, just the worst depression. A crazy anxiety, you know, just heart palpitations and circulatory problems. I've had people with, I don't know, just really deemed like mentally not well by, you know, people in the mental health field and therapists and stuff. And I'm never advising anyone to stop taking any medication or anything like that. But as my students like that with those issues have worked through this journey and worked through my program and did the energy work on the soul level, they eventually get to come off of their medications. I mean, with their doctor's approval, obviously, but they just, their health just comes back and improves. But again, it's like you have to almost reach rock bottom in certain areas and in order to build yourself back up stronger and perfect and indestructible, right? So that's really why, you know, so many people come to me and they say, you know, not only did my twin flame leave me and I'm feeling like awful and on the floor, but, you know, it seems like every area of my life has just fallen apart. And there is a reason for that. It's because it's wherever you feel that you have lack, where you're not looking at it as your total, your whole, complete, and you, everything you want, you already are. Wherever you have that fear, that is that sense or illusion of separation from either, you know, yes, your physical form of your twin flame, or, you know, let's say a job or a career or money or finances or health or anything else, you know, that's going to really, really be exemplified and highlighted and come to light in this journey as well for you. Because in order to love yourself, you have to do it in regarding every aspect, not just regarding your twin flame, but regarding everything, everywhere else where you perceive that you are lacking. Because where you perceive that you are lacking in anything, any energetic level, guess what? That's fear, that's not love, and you can't just partially or half or a little bit love yourself. No, love is all in. It's all love or it's not love, right? So anywhere there's fear, it's going to come up. You're going to have to deal with it. You're going to have to balance it. You're going to have to transcend that fear and transmute that fear into love energy, which is what we do on this journey. So, and speaking of transcending the fear and facing your fear about money issues anyway, if you're ready to transcend this and learn this and invest in yourself, I do have limited spaces available in my Magnetize Your Twin Flame coaching program where you will learn all of this, all areas of your life improve in this program. They do for every single person without exception. They have to. It's basically true. It is truth. It's universal law. So I do have a limited number of spaces. The next start date is November 22nd. And there's amazing bonuses going on with this as well, because this is the last time I'm going to be opening this up like this in 2019. And I'm doing it I picked the date, November 22nd, for a reason, because it's the perfect amount of time to, by the time New Year's rolls around, by the time 2020, the new year, the new decade comes, you'll be feeling like a brand new you. You'll be feeling amazing. You will be off the floor. You will be unheartbroken. You will be in resonance with your true self, with your bliss, with your abundance, with your health, and so, and with your love. And so that's why I've chosen this date to do this. And because it's the last time, I'm also offering a couple great, really cool bonuses. $2,000 off, a $2,000 discount on the regular enrollment price of my program, which is huge. It's a huge discount that I'm more than I usually ever offer. And also free admission into my very first live event, which is on December 14th in Jacksonville Beach, Florida. And it's called A Journey to Love. And at this event, I am going to reveal to you your soul signature. Your soul signature is your soul's frequency of vibration told to you in words in English that you can understand. And, you know, this isn't a necessary thing to know. You don't have to know this, but it's something that's just amazing to know. And it really just, everything clicks. You will shift so much more just by knowing this about yourself. You will be able to love yourself more, because things will suddenly, throughout all of this lifetime, the way you've related with everyone, the things you've done, the things you've been interested in, your passions, your purpose, your career, everything that you do, it holds the key to it. And so it kind of clicks and you resonate and you really get to understand yourself for once. And of course, your twin flame shares this with you as well. And it will be the centerpiece for your divine mission that you and your twin flame will be granted with to do when you both reach ascension at the twin flame, sacred twin flame reunion, which is probably not gonna be in this lifetime, but you know, eventually this will be the centerpiece for that as well. And it's just a cool thing to know. And then also we are going to my own personal energy worker who helps me with all of my channeling work and guided work and all that kind of cool fun stuff, and most powerful energy work I've ever had done with me and for me and to me. She is going to be at this event, and she is amazing, and she is going to take everyone through their own session of alignment, aligning closer to their soul, shifting closer to who they truly are, their true abundance, opening up their sacred heart, and opening up them people to receive love and abundance and all that is your divine right. And it's just amazing, and it's beautiful, and it's so powerful. It's just the most amazing work I've ever had done with me, honestly. And I just can't wait for everyone to meet her there. It's going to be amazing. And then, if that's not enough, we're also going to be doing sound healing session on the beach under the moon, and it's going to be just breathtaking. So, plus a lot of fun stuff in between, not just all spiritual stuff, but we're going to have like catered food and drinks and all sorts of fun stuff. So, it's going to be fun. And I can't wait to meet you all in person. So definitely free admission to that. Also, when you enroll in my program for the start date of 11/22, and I will put the link on how to schedule your free clarity consultation to see if you're a good fit. You can make that determination, and you can decide after you have your consultation if you would like to enroll. No pressure, no cheesy sales tactics. We're not sleazy people here. We're just out to help everyone who is willing to help themselves. So thanks for watching this episode of Twin Flame Truth TV, and I will see you next week. Lots of love.